Proclamation number 7293 of 26th of February, 1959. Love lessness equals darkness. Love equals realization. One day you will clearly realize the significance of your earthly life, and only then will you know what you could have achieved and think back in deep remorse to the many opportunities you left unused for your spiritual maturing. Yet you can already come to this realization on earth if only you would simply keep my commandments of love. Not much more is required of you than that you observe these commandments, and then the realization will also come to you of its own accord why and for what purpose you live on earth. And you all know these commandments of love, thus you could also acquire the knowledge of the meaning and purpose of your earthly life, and you could all truly leave earthly life in a state which can be called blissful for you. But the fact that you do not live as my commandments of love require is also the reason why you live on earth with a darkened spirit and without responsibility towards your soul. For love enlightens your spirit, love alone gives you the knowledge which, however, you lack without love. And one day, when you enter the spiritual kingdom, the degree of love will be decisive for the place of stay. For the sphere in which you now dwell after the death of your body. And this can very easily be such that one day you will bitterly regret not having made better use of your earthly life. For one day you will all come to realize the importance of this earthly life and look at your own state of soul and know that you could have shaped it differently yourselves because you lived on earth for the purpose of doing so. And yet, information about it can only ever be given to you humans, which you now believe and accept or not. For you are free, otherwise it would truly be easy for me to give you clear knowledge about the meaning and purpose of earthly life, but then you would no longer be able to make a free decision of will because the certain knowledge would already force you to do right and to live on earth. And therefore only one thing is important to repeatedly point out to you humans my commandments of love for God and your neighbor, which cannot be done often enough in order to awaken the human being's sense of responsibility, for if this commandment of my love is repeatedly presented to him he will also subject his thoughts and actions to self-criticism. And he will make an effort to live according to my will as soon as he is not completely opposed to me, thus completely belongs to my adversary. His attitude towards my commandments of love also shows his attitude towards me myself. If he rejects the former, then he also rejects me and demonstrates his bond with my adversary. But if he tries to live in love, then it is a sign that he wants to go to me and detach himself from my adversary, and then he will demonstrate his bond with me ever more, because he will perform works of love ever more eagerly and the significance of his earthly existence will now also be so clearly understandable to him that he will adjust his life far more spiritually than earthly. For the love within him is the light which illuminates his spirit and gives him brightest realization. And thus the darkness can also be explained in which people walk who do not respect my commandment of love. Their inner being cannot be enlightened, they will never be able to grasp any correlations. They will only live a selfish life and be all the more darkened in spirit the greater their self-love is. They disregard my commandments of love and have no sense of responsibility towards the soul, which is why they will enter the kingdom of the beyond blind and poor when the hour of departure from this world has come. And they will remain in darkness for a long time in this kingdom, for even there they can only reach the light if they are lovingly active, and this requires strength which can only be given to the soul through loving intercession. because the soul itself has no strength whatsoever, since on earth only the body was thought of but not the soul. And therefore it is very difficult in the kingdom of the beyond to reach where it could easily have reached on earth if only it had heeded my commandments of love. For love is strength and helps every soul to ascend. And therefore no one can become blissfully happy without love. Amen.